Yeah, we're good. Okay, 36a, dam chimud. Okay, so there is a halacha. Mishnah Gemara quotes in Nida and Samach Vav, as well as other places, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that tavua linase, that if a man proposes to a woman and she accepts, she says yes, so that excitement of the upcoming wedding of the chuppah could cause her emotions to and her hormones to go a little bit awry, and it could cause her to see some dam, and that will be tamei, tmeya, dam tmeya. So the Chacham made a din that at any time when a woman agrees to this marriage, that we treat it as if she's an Ida, and we make a lopug. Doesn't matter whether she's a gadola, doesn't matter whether she's a ketana. It doesn't matter, you know, the Piskei Tshuva quotes to give us shol, even if she's a zakena, even if she's already older, we say dam chimud could maybe, you know, mess with the hormones, and we assume that she saw a little bit of dam, and therefore she's like a nida. Okay? It's not as that, I mean, our women are generally, they start out as nidas, it doesn't come up that often, but if even if a woman was tahora, she would have to be a nida then, and she'd have to, you know, shevin nikiyim and the whole mikvah thing. Okay, so that is, now, the halacha is, even if she checks after she agrees to this marriage, she consents to the marriage, and she says, oh, I didn't find them, still, doesn't matter, the Rishonim point out, dam chimud, or maybe you missed it, and you treat her like a nida. So, what is the reason for this? So we explain the reason, but what do the Rishonim say about this? How are they being ma'akim with this din? So, the Rashba says that the chash of dam chimud is a small chash. You know, maybe she saw a tipa, you know, maybe she saw, maybe she didn't see, even if she saw, maybe it's only a little bit, as the Rashba and the Ravid say. So the chash is not unless she's going to continuously see. So therefore, they say we have some kulas here. Kula number one is that you don't need to do a hafsek tzara. She's considered muksak that she stopped seeing. Because even if she saw, maybe she didn't see, but even if she saw, it was only a tipa. So automatically she has a chazaka that she stopped seeing. And the Rashba says, therefore, she doesn't even have to do any bedikas during the whole Shiva Nikim. Just wait after 7 days. Okay? And we could assume, safely assume, that she saw no dam. Okay? The Ravid has a similar cheshbon, no hafsek tzara, because likewise, same deal, you know, only a little bit, if anything. But the Ravid says, one bedika she needs during the Shiva Nikim. One bedika. Okay? The Rush, that's a totally different mahalach. So the Rashba and the Ravid are like kind of in one camp, with a minor difference, do I need that one bedika of the Ravid? The Rush has a totally different mahalach. The Rush says that, you know, this is a big chash, because the closer she gets to the chasana, the more anticipation builds up, and the more the hormones could go awry, and we have to be choshesh that maybe every day, you know, as it goes on and on, closer and closer, maybe she's going to see this some dam. So therefore, he says she has to do a bedika every day. Every day she has to do a bedika. She doesn't have to do a hafsek tzara, but she has to do a bedika every day.
That's for the wedding.
Yeah, for the wedding. That's what the Rosh says. Again, they're kind of assuming that this is that, you know, Hamish, you know, okay, let's get married, okay, let's have our chasana in a week, you know, not waiting, you know, months and months. So we have like these different Rishonim, right? The Ravid and the Rashba on one hand, the Rosh, a different Mahalach on the other hand. What do we say in Shulchan Aruch?
Well, she just needs to do a bedika 7 days before the wedding.
What?
She only needs to actually do a bedika. She only needs to do a bedika if she doesn't want to come.
Right, I'm saying in order for her to go to the mikveh, she has to do the bedika every day. Meaning, not like the Rashba, it just says no bedikas. Not like the Ravid says one bedika. Rosh says no, do bedika every day. So, and we point out that meaning his mahalach is not like the Ravid and the Rashba that, you know, Mustama didn't happen if it happened only a little bit. You know, the Rosh's mahalach, no, okay, you don't need to have sektara, because whatever she saw probably stopped, but as I chashash that maybe every day she's seen. So, what happens to Shulchan Aruch? How does this filter down in the halacha? So, Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber quotes the Ravid. He says that no hafsektara, but she should do a bedika. Do one bedika. And the Ramah, predictably, quotes the Rosh and says that she should do a bedika every day. Lechatchila, he says. says lechatzchila b'du a bedika every day, meaning the Rosh. Says b'diavad, if she only did one bedika, it's okay, like you know all the other Rishonim, but he brings the Rosh as a you know at least lechatzchila to do a bedika every day. The Shach adds on that you know that hasakara which everyone said you don't have to do. Well, no, we do it. Okay, so the Shach adds on. Minhag is to do a hafsek tara, even for a basula. Put in three, minhag is to do a hafsek tara. So basically, if you want to stack on all the lachatzilas, she's doing a hafsek tara, and she's doing bedikas every day. Okay? So that's like the lachatzila. But again, bedieved, she didn't do the hafsek tara, and she didn't. Yeah?
Psychologically, it's a good training.
Right, okay.
You know, before wedding to do it.
Right. Okay. So we had that before. Okay, well, that's the answer. Okay, in the Rama does quote a couple of interesting chumras, generally the Chatzchila chumras, in Kavtzadi Beis. In Kavtzadi Beis, where these halachos are found. So, what are his three chumras that he says? One chumra is you should try, if you can, to have the tefillah in the mikvah as close to the bila as you can. That's chumra one. Chumra number two is that you shouldn't be marfik the tefillah from the be'ilah more than 4 days. Okay, it's close, but that already he feels try even harder, that if you have to do it ahead of time, try not to have it more than 4 days. Again, you're not going to push off a chasana or anything because it wasn't feasible, but this is, you know, what we should ideally aim for. And likewise, if they didn't do the be'ah right away, she should continue doing these bedikas until they have the be'ilah. The bia, you know, to make sure that there's no like dam chimer coming out. Until they do that bia, have you know, just continue.
You mean after the wedding, continue the
bia? Yeah, I guess. Or if there's time, yeah. You know, after she goes to the mikvah and before the chasana, you know, she should do the bedikas, even though she already went to the mikvah. There's, let's say, 2 days. She goes to the mikvah and then the chasana is in 2 days. So this chumra lachatchila, and the Rama says it's only lachatchila, is that she should continue doing bedikas those next 2 days. Before the chasana.
Surprised the
Shach
that he said yes to
two. Right. So then, I think we quoted this in Shir this year, but it was in the packet, and I'll just mention it, that the Sefer Shumi Aaron quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that he advises women that kalas before their chasana should not do these bedikas, because he's afraid that they'll damage the basulim if they do too many bedikas. So just do the bedikas that have to do, and not like this. Even the Rama himself only says this is a din lechatzchila.
It's strange. How can you do a bdika if there is a basulim in her?
Okay. Yeah, so I can't stop.
That's okay. How could she do the bdika?